The young people in Zimbabwe have nothing to celebrate on this day. It's a very important day, but the youth have nothing to celebrate because most of us are not employed. So only 10% or even less of the young people are employed. There are no jobs. People are graduating. Young people are graduating every day, hanging their certificates on walls, but no jobs. So they don't have much to celebrate.
From your view, would you say that this is a situation that is only affecting youth, or is it just affecting youth much more?
Okay, yeah, I would say in as much as it might also affect other groups of people, but it affects the youth. Giving an example of what is happening in our community, Zisco still is not working, Langsha still is not working. So most of the young people in our community are just roaming the streets, are not employed. And this will then force them to be then used by politicians to perpetrate political violence. The root cause is unemployment. So it's affecting us, the youth. I would encourage that resources allowing those who are not employed, they must at least try to do something to gain an income. If you can do income-generating projects, if there are CSOs, civil society organizations, NGOs, or even the ministry, if they have any way of trying to make sure that they do something for these young people so that they can be able to put food on their table, other than giving them empty promises that they are roaming the streets hungry and unemployed. So they need to at least to do something so that they gain an income.